You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Zeda Limited released their annual results at 7:30 this morning to the market. A sense of the performance, revenues were up about 1.7%. Gross profits increased 3.9%. Headline earnings per share increased by about 15.7%. For more on these numbers and the overall performance of the company, I'm joined on the line by Zeda's Group CEO, Me Ramasalaganda, to take a look at this and get a sense of the performance. Me Ganda, always lovely catching up with you, especially at this time of the year. Your initial thoughts and reflections on the year that was for the business?
Thank you very much for having me this afternoon. Very exciting period that we're in. The year that was mixed with very challenging things. The year where we saw tariffs on our vehicles and different industry. Countries like Lesotho, where donor funding was taken away. But at the end, you know, with our operating model and diversified portfolio of rental, leasing and car rental, we saw under our brand of Avis and Budget Group, Zeda did exceptionally well, where we really decided, you know, at this point, even the shareholders, you know, we give them a good return, and we did a 50% dividend declaration. So very exciting. Our debt has come down significantly, is more diversified. So a very exciting overall 2025.
Maganda, each year when you and I catch up around the numbers, there's always a sense that the economic conditions under which you operate require you to be almost on top of your game throughout the year because of the challenges that throw themselves your way. Given that you now also operate in multiple jurisdictions, not just in South Africa, how are you finding the markets at the moment, the South African market and your other markets where you have operations?
I think the good thing about that statement is that we've built resilience and muscle to be able to go to different places. I mean, we've seen the South African economy with, you know, challenging and, you know, sort of sluggish growth. But then we've got other countries like Zambia, where, and even Ghana, you know, the growth has been very impressive. Lesotho has been doing well despite all the challenges that, you know, the automotive sector have encountered with the tariffs. I think one thing we've built over the period is that whether we're in South Africa or as we our strategy, we're expanding into, you know, the entire continent, we're very clear that it's never going to be a break for us. It's always going to require agility, adaptability and proactive planning from all angles. So we are geared for it and ready for it. I think we've built that muscle very strong.
Maganda, I want to take a look at the operations, or at least the other aspects of the business. You touched on the fact that the business has the car rental business, you've got the leasing business, you've got different operations within the overall group structure. How are you faring against your competitors at the moment in the market? Are you finding that perhaps some of that resilience that Zeda's been able to implement puts you at a slight advantage in times where markets might be a bit difficult?
You know, when you look at the business, being a leader does come with its challenges, and I think we encounter that. I mean, price become very stiff and competitive when you look at short-term rental. The economies are really forcing people to say, you know, you can't spend on this product and you can't spend on rent a car. So that has been quite challenging, especially when we see with inbound. And one of the interesting things that we're seeing with so much price pressure on the inbound business, you know, one cannot wonder that there might be some AI really pushing the prices down. So it is quite challenging. Ours is to remain on top of the game and give the comprehensive and seamless quality of customer experience. But does that make it even more difficult for us? For sure. We offer quality, and Avis brand and the Budget brand are premium. And in this market where, you know, cash flow is really under pressure, customers are really strained for cash. And we look for product like subscription. We took advantage of it to say, you know, we can give a subscription which is priced differently. It offered different services, but we then don't compromise on the quality of service that we offer. And we've seen that the subscription has really penetrated the market very well. And I'm very excited about it.
Maganda, let's take a look at the performance of the balance sheet. I mean, net debt holding steady within the acceptable bands and within the acceptable margins. It's important to use debt wisely, I suppose, in an environment where you ultimately are responsible for it. But you also do still want to return invested capital to shareholders as well. So that seems to be well above your weighted average cost of capital and what your desire is there. How are you striking that balance? How are you balancing deployment of capital, but also ensuring that the allocation of that capital is strategic enough to give you a good return?
And it's all about that. The capital allocation is where we get the good return. You know, our assessment is so intent. We buy asset every time. We buy fleet every day. You know, for other people, you know, the assessment of investment is once a day or once for us or once a year. For us, it's the regular game. So whether we deploy the capital in the business or we give the return to the shareholder, it's always a critical stage as to saying, do we have enough capital? Do we have enough cash to be able to return? The one thing, you know, that is really telling in our business, because we generate strong equity, since we started listing, we listed with an equity of 1.7, you know, 3 years down the line, we have doubled that we generate equity. And before today, you know, with no M&A on our table, it really made our balance sheet very weak to say, like, we have a lazy balance sheet and that we needed to really work on it. And hence, we've given the shareholders back, you know, 50% of our earnings, but gearing ourselves for the growth. And even post the dividend declaration, we're sitting with strong equity that will enable us to continue to grow. We will grow with equity and debt, but mostly with debt.
How does the M&A pipeline look at the moment from an opportunity perspective? Because the new car market hasn't exactly been forthcoming with opportunities, and it has experienced some downward pressures that would have undoubtedly affected the business. How has that then affected how you're positioning perhaps your M&A opportunities or even the opportunities you're looking at?
Look, I think one thing is consolidation. The industry, especially on the rental and leasing, that is due for consolidation. The market has changed, and the traditional things and companies are the way business has been done. You know, it's just no longer going to be sustainable going forward. So believe that this is a real good time for consolidation. The value chain of the mobility sector, you know, from accessing the fleet, yes, maybe there may be shift and significant shift for that matter in the new car business, but it's also an opportunity. It's an opportunity that gives you new car models that are not really yet in South Africa, whether they come from, you know, Japan, India, or across even China. It's just giving us an opportunity to say, look at M&A in a broader way, but also technology. You know, if you look at consolidation, you look at technology, access to vehicle, the whole value chain of mobility is really ripe for us now to really take advantage of it.
Maganda, before I let you go, let's look at that technology in a bit more detail. I mean, from a Zeda perspective, there is a clear drive to pivot the business into having more digital capabilities. Take us through perhaps what that looks like or what that could look like in the future and what that would do for a competitive advantage in a market that is highly competitive already.
You know, a key thing about us is that we want to strive for tailored solution. I think the market has been over the years just giving and treating customers in a general way, that there's no differentiator between one customer or the other, no differentiator from a price point of view, from what really makes you tick, how you want to consume your service. And really, Zeda is pioneering the fact about mobility, not just usership, but tailoring for your need. I mean, iLease, when we introduce it, it's about a flexible way. We keep on saying that, you know, when you buy a vehicle, you're stuck for however months you've signed, whether it's 90 months, 72 months. But with iLease, it's about flexibility. We will still strive. We did a digital dealership for used cars, and people will say, how do you buy used cars if you have not touched it, you have not seen it? And we're seeing the revolution. People are starting to move to say, if I can spend so much, I can spend that much on a used car that I have not seen, but I trust the Avis and the Zeda brand, because if the brand says, trust us, if you don't like it, you will return it, then, you know, we guarantee it and you buy it. And we have seen the market starting to say, we're dealing with a brand with a trust and we're good for our way. If you don't like the vehicle, you bring it back. But whatever we say is the condition of the vehicle, we stand by it. And that's where, you know, the change and the shift in how people consume car sales, you know, rental, the entire usership, and eventually the car sale part is what we are trying to change.
trust governs the auto retail market, and having that trust is what has allowed Zeda Limited to stay ahead of their competitors in this current financial period and possibly into the new financial period. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the Chief Executive Officer of Zeda Limited, Mayor Ramasela Ganda, for joining us to take a look at their performance over the previous financial year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.